here at the ASTA 130th Annual Convention, and with me are the current and newly elected chairman of the board here. First, Blake Curtis, Curtis & Curtis, and Craig Newman of AgReliant Genetics. If I could have the two of you introduce yourselves for us, please.
Hi, I'm Blake Curtis with Curtis & Curtis Seed Company out of Clovis, New Mexico.
Okay. I'm Craig Newman, AgReliant Genetics. I'm the president and CEO out of Westfield, Indiana.
All right, well, Blake, tell us about what this past year has been for you and what you think ASTA has accomplished during this past year.
Well, it's been a fun year. It's been a fast year. It happened significantly faster than I expected. But, you know, it has been a year of successes, and it's amazing to me how we continue to move progressively along. A number of the things that our past chairman put into effect, we've been able to accomplish and finish up this year. Obviously, the strategic plan and intellectual property right protection bureau and, you know, things like that are the kinds of things that are ongoing projects, but we've been able to bring to fruition and implement. And so now Craig takes over, and he's going to be able to add to the list of things that we continue to move along with.
And Craig, what do you see on your plate for the year ahead?
Well, I think the principal thing is the five-year strategic plan that actually Mike Gumina really helped organize, and under Blake has really refined it. And now it's time to dig in, and now that we see the plan and he made it a little more refined, we're out to accomplish some of those things. And so a lot of the things that Blake had indicated, the five-year plan and strategic plan is really the big particular thing. But there's constantly things coming along, patent expiration. That has been an enormous time taker and very important to the future. So as fast as the industry is moving is kind of as fast as the board needs to move.
This is the 130th meeting of this organization. Do you think that the folks that were here 130 years ago would have visualized what this industry is like today?
They had no idea where we might end up today, and it's really exciting to see our organization growing and moving. And the ideas that come to our table on a daily basis are sometimes beyond even our ability to comprehend. You know, Lowell Catlett this morning in our opening session talked about the innovations in communication, how those were going to be great tools someday to help us even in crop production and identification of crop diseases and plant pests. And I find that really exciting and thrilling, and he challenges us to think beyond ourselves and beyond the day. And I think that our pioneers had no concept of where their little organization and their little group might end up someday.
Well, and Craig, we also had a lot of students here. These are the future of your industry. What do you think about that?
Well, I've been a big supporter of this Campus Connections and Fuse Future Seed Executives, and so I'm one of the mentors of one of the students. And actually, our company that first started 3 or 4 years ago, and we've hired three of that group already. So it's really exciting that they get a chance to see the seed industry from the inside out. And then if we can pick off the top ones, it just bodes well for the future of the seed industry.
Well, I'd like to ask, you know, at least one more thing. What do you think about the convention this year?
Well, you know, it's a fantastic convention. It's a wonderful venue. And we're our idea in coming to Nashville was to bring us back to the heartland and to kind of, for a number of reasons, to help us focus back on what made us great in the seed business and then focus back on our roots and agriculture, the basic core of agriculture. But, you know, our folks are really, really looking forward to next year as well. And so with the choice of Craig and Sue and their choice of Indianapolis, we're looking forward to racing into the future.
And that's right in Megan's backyard.
Oh, that's great, because we're moving from the heartland of America to the crossroads of America, just up the road, actually right up by I-65. But anyway, this has been a great, great location. It's the eighth wonder of the world, the hotel we're in, and the whole last night's activity. So it's great. We're looking forward to the greatest spectacle in racing and the greatest spectacle in the seed industry. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was really good. Very good.
I do have one follow-up with that. Indianapolis has really brought in and become the bio crossroads, and that's one of the things Governor Pence has been pushing and has been talking about with this administration. How can bringing the bio crossroads and the technology and the heart of that in Indianapolis be good for the Seed Trade Association as well?
Well, among the themes, that's one that we haven't met yet to really put all of it together, but that's on the radar here. And we're using Purdue University for some educational programming that's in addition to, and mainly because it is the crossroads, because over 60% of the companies are within driving distance of Indianapolis. So, but that bio crossroads can be a really good theme. So I've talked to the lieutenant governor, met her, and maybe we can build up that theme. So appreciate you bringing that up. Good idea. In fact, you could be in charge of that committee.
Right. Well, any last thoughts, folks, especially to the farmers that you help to supply them with the seed that helps them to grow and feed the world?
You know, I'm just excited that we have all this opportunity and we're able to grasp it and try to bring it to our farm customers. Obviously, they're in their efforts to feed the world. Our job is to give them the tools to do that. And so as we gather together, we talk about a number of things, but the most important thing we talk about is how to bring to them the very best product that we can using all the tools that we have today. And that's the challenge, and that's what keeps us going as an industry, and that's what makes it fun for us as seedsmen, to continue to search out and seek out and work down that road.
Any last thoughts from you, Craig?
Well, just one point that I might make about the ASTA and encourage members to join and be active. And the biggest thing I wanted to say is Blake comes from native grasses and a smaller type company. I come from an independent seed company, third largest corn company in the U.S. It's just such a diversity, you know, and so every member has a vote, no matter how big their company is. So we try to look out for everybody, and I think that's kind of unusual in associations. So I just want to encourage members to be more active.
And it all goes back to your slogan, first the seed.
First the seed.
First
right.
the seed, that's right. Yep.
All right, thank you, gentlemen,
thank you.
We'll be looking forward to talking to you again.
Okay.
Here at the ASTA annual convention, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.